Chapter 1. Earth.
The first thing you may have noticed on your way in was the color. Deep pools of greens and blues, unique within our galaxy, beckoned amongst ethereal swirls of white clouds. As you get closer, you're struck by the topographical diversity. Vast oceans give way to lush green forests and jungles, which seamlessly taper off into sandy desert ridges, stretching towards meticulously water-carved canyons. In the distance, snow-covered mountains rise up to seemingly touch the sky. Of course, for an oblate spheroid, she's certainly not perfect. But despite a pronounced equatorial bulge and receding polar ice line, she still stubbornly maintains a jaunty 23.4 degree axial tilt that does belie her 4.5 billion years. And she has been through it. We knew her as a fertile oasis of sophisticated life in the endless barren expanse of the universe. No offense. But she was almost 20 million years old before she had even electrostatically accreted enough to achieve solid status. And even then, it was made up of mostly gases and dust the sun was throwing out anyway. But somehow, using nothing more than a little moxie and massive gravitational and magnetic fields, she pulled herself together. With an unassuming iron core and delicate silica crust, you would never suspect that much of her success was due to explosive volcanic eruption and the water she'd stolen from passing asteroids and trans-Neptunian objects in her wilder youth. She did what she had to. In her 4.5 billion years, she has been alternately covered in lava, ice, and ammonia. She's endured the endless discomfort of her tectonic plates shifting. She's seen her dedication to creating a viable atmosphere rewarded with a Cambrian explosion of multicellular creatures, only to witness 5 mass extinctions. I assume you came right after the 6th. She has survived being simultaneously pelted by all manner of asteroids, meteors, radiation, and whatever else decided to smash into her as they joyrode around the universe, and she did it all without complaint. Unless you consider the violent restructuring of landmasses through earthquakes complaining. It's funny. When we were alive, we spent much of our time staring up at the cosmos and wondering what was out there. We were obsessed with the moon and whether we could one day visit it. The day we finally walked on the moon was celebrated worldwide as perhaps man's greatest achievement. But it was while we were there, gathering rocks from the moon's desolate landscape, that we looked up, and we caught a glimpse of just how incredible our own planet was, its singular, astonishing beauty. We called her Mother Earth because she gave birth to us. And then we sucked her dry. So welcome to Earth. Population U.
Location.
For most of our history, we had grave misconceptions about exactly where Earth stood within the cosmos. Due to scientific limitations and more than a touch of narcissism, we believed everything in the universe literally revolved around us. There was a theory called geocentrism, which was originally egocentrism. But they spelled it wrong.
The neighborhood.
Our solar system consists of a sun, 8 planets, 170 or so moons, millions of asteroids, trillions of ice balls, and one dwarf trans-Neptunian object that tried to put one over on us. I'm looking at you, Pluto. Our observation of the planet's regular motion was the first triumph of empirical science over irrational dogma. Of course, we did name them after gods, just to be safe.